SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ang tandem ng isang dating international singer na si Jun Yang at kanyang anak at dating The Voice Kids Season 1 semifinalist na si Trinity Yang. Magandang umaga! Good morning!
Good morning, Anne, and good morning to all the listeners of SBS Radio. Morning, everyone!
Yes! Kayo ay nasa Central Coast at syempre isang magandang weekend sa ating lahat.
Yes, happy weekend to everyone.
Mm. Nagbabalik kayo sa ating programa dito sa SBS Filipino. It's been 2 years or so since we had you both in our program, The Singing Coach Mom and Singing Daughter Tandem, sabi nga.
Yes, that's right.
What has kept you both busy since then? Ikaw, June, you still busy with your coaching?
Yes, and at the same time, I'm busy with running the Filipino Association of the Central Coast as well. I'm currently the president of the association, so yeah, and also the vice president of the Pinoy Community Cultural Class, and we are the one who is handling the Filipino language schools here in the Central Coast.
Your hands are full.
Hands and full, and then at the same time, I have a young family to look after too as well.
I know. And Trinity, you're busy with school?
Yes, I have. I have my big exams coming up, and I've been doing, there's like a musical coming up, and I do like lots of sports and all that stuff, so it's been really a handful.
Yeah. Busy teenager.
Busy teenager.
12. Oh, not a teener yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
Few more months.
Yeah, but I've seen from your photos you've gone taller than your mom.
Oh, yes.
I'm so proud of that.
Yeah. I'm still in denial, though.
Trinity, aside from studies, music, and community events, you are also learning the Filipino culture and language. Slowly, yes, but you're getting there.
Yeah, it's a bit of like here and there. We're learning how to actually speak just Filipino in class. We have been doing activities with the that has to do with like the Filipino culture, like transport, food, colors, all of that range of stuff.
Yeah, you've been busy. Sometimes you also, both of you also comes to Sydney to do some community performances?
Yes, I
yes,
do.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah,
sometimes, yeah.
This year, Trinity has been doing that. I'm having a break.
But something to look forward to is one night only concert.
That's right. Yay! That's right. It's coming in 2 weeks' time.
Very soon.
Yeah. Is this the first time that you will be doing a three-generation family concert?
It is. It is. It was actually funny because I wasn't going to have a concert this year. And when my mom passed away, I was thinking of bringing my dad over here. And then a friend of mine suggested that to have a concert with my dad. And I thought of myself, that's a brilliant idea because we haven't actually sang together.
Oh, wow.
We haven't really sang together on stage.
Mm. It's undeniable and obvious that Trinity got the voice or singing talent from you, June.
From dad.
But can we also say that you inherited it from your dad, June?
Yes, I did. I surely did. Because my dad was a band member, and he taught me some singing techniques as well growing up. So he was my manager at the same time when I was still younger, like Trinity. And yeah, so he's into music a lot.
Trinity, what are you excited about this concert?
Oh, I'm especially excited for Papa to come over because, like, I haven't seen him in, like, such a long time. And I'm also excited that I'll be able to have another concert with my mom again because we had a concert last year, but I was only a guest, so we get to sing some duets together and it'll be really fun.
Will this be a three-generation singing battle?
Yes, when I was looking for the title of the show, I was actually thinking of three generations, but I thought, not really an exciting title.
Yeah. Trinity, you are the judges and viewers of The Voice Kids with your whistling voice when you sang Loving You on your audition with The Voice Kids. But what should one night only audience watch out for on the 11th of November?
I guess one of the things that you like anyone that's going to be watching our content should be looking out for is, well, first of all, enjoying themselves, because it's going to be the online only, which is going to have a concert. And I think they should just enjoy being there and also have a good time. And it's such a big night that's going to be happening soon. So, yeah.
And it's a once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. It is once in a lifetime. We have created the concert to celebrate the life of my mom. Mm. And that's actually the main idea of the concert.
So will this be an emotional band-like concert?
Well, I hope so, but I don't...
What do you mean you hope so?
I hope so, but I also hope not, because I don't
want to play. I've been rehearsing, but the difference between this concert and the other concerts I made is this one, I can't continue rehearsing the whole show because it's just too emotional.
Yeah.
But I just like what I told a friend of mine the other day, I will try not to be too emotional. I'll try my very best. I hope not. Just like what I told them, I said, I'm trying my very best to make it a celebration, not a grieving concert. I'll try my very best.
Mm. How are you preparing? Because I know your dad hasn't arrived yet in Sydney, isn't it?
Yes. He will be arriving on the 5th, next Sunday.
What we have been doing is we've just been practicing daily of the songs that we're doing together or just our solo.
Yeah,
and then I'm guessing Papa over in the Philippines right now is practicing his songs for the concert too. And so when he comes here, we'll practice probably the whole lot. And then, it'll be fun.
Mm. You have mentioned, June, that your dad used to be part of a band. Will he be performing instruments?
No, he hasn't really performed for a long, long time. Mm. So that's why when I suggested a concert, he was like, okay, I haven't performed in 50 years or 40 years. And I was like, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So we just have, so he's not going to be playing any instrument.
So all singing.
It's going to be all singing, although there's another one. Trinity was giving me a look. I'm not supposed to say anything.
Because it's a surprise. But will there be other performers aside from the three of you?
Yeah, we have two of my students. We have a cousin of mine. Her name is Julianne Brown. She's a singer, musician, and songwriter. And then we also have Erwin Imperial. He's also a great singer. He's been doing a lot of bands as well in the past, as well as present, I think. And then Hazel Coulson as well is a professional singer as well.
So it's going to be a full-on night of singing.
It is going to be a full-on night singing.
Mm. With your songs, June, who chose them?
I did. I chose songs. Most of them are based on what my mom likes me to sing. So it's mostly because every time I see my mom, she always say, "Oh, do you know the song? It's really beautiful. Can you sing it?" So those songs are the chosen ones, most of them.
And it's going to be a one-night special only concert.
Yes, it's going to be a one-night only to celebrate the life of how beautiful my mom is.
One-night only concert. When and where is it, June?
It's going to be on the 11th of November. Door opens at 7 p.m. And it will be in Mingara, the showroom here in the Central Coast.
Yes. And will there be more family concerts that the Filipino-Australian community can look forward to, June?
As of the moment, I'm trying to slow down.
Yeah.
Because of my commitment with the Filipino Community Association as well. So let's see. If I just like what I mentioned on Facebook, You will still see me every now and then, but not a full production, not unless there's a group of people or a group of associations that will produce my concert.
Yeah, because you've got lots of responsibilities.
Yes, yes, and it's getting too much for me already. That's why I was like, okay, I need a break.
Trinity, Facebook page where our listeners can follow your music and get updated.
Well, on my Facebook, it's Trinity.
The Voice Kids.
The Voice Kids. You can search me on Facebook or you can search me on Instagram. At Trinity_official_page. And you can find all these music videos and you can keep updated on what myself and my mom are doing.
And we will still hear from you in the coming months and years.
Yes, I really hope so.
Thank you very much and good luck on your one night only concert.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Anne, and thank you to all listeners that are listening as of now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And those who are watching and those who are supporting the concert, thank you so much.
I hope you will enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.